Hello, football fans, and welcome to this edition of the Lamar Vikings Laban DeLay Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me is Viking head football coach Laban DeLay. How are you today, Coach?
I'm doing great. I'm a little bit wet from all the rain that we've had over the last week and a half, and I'm not complaining. Anytime you can get rain in August, it's a good thing.
That's true. That's true. And hopefully it'll get out of our system before the football games come along, and we'll see if we can have some nice, dry, clear weather for most, if not all, the games. Well, here we are.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Here we are ready for the 2016 season to begin. The Vikings had a scrimmage this past Friday. What are some of your key observations from that event?
You know, the effort overall with everybody, and I'm talking from freshmen, JV, and varsity, effort was really good. Obviously, it's our first scrimmage, so there is definitely some areas for improvement. But we saw some really good things that happened on both sides of the ball in the varsity scrimmage. And, you know, we look at the scrimmage as a glorified practice. You know, it's an opportunity to go hit somebody else and to practice against somebody else, but we don't get really wrapped up into the game plan versus scrimmage. It's really about the Vikings getting better.
That sounds great. So who are you and the other coaches seeing stepping up into some leadership positions on the team so far?
Well, there's several. You know, we run during the off season, we run a, what I call a character development program. And so we want all of our kids to be leaders. But some ones that have really stepped up in the offseason, and then it showed yesterday in the scrimmage, is Chance Fuller. You know, he's going to be at the helm now and be our quarterback. And he had a great day yesterday, not only in throwing and making decisions and managing the offense, but also his composure out there and the way that he is around his teammates. So he is a natural leadership quality. But then he took it to the next level yesterday. And then both running backs, Kendall Burt, Rashad Polk, I thought that there's key guys in the offensive line and the defensive line, like Kate Gober, a defensive line. He's a guy that we look for some leadership skills. And Jalen McDonald, an inside linebacker. So I could come up with a pretty good list, Bill, but those are the guys that kind of pop off on the top of my head right now.
Well, that sounds great. That's something to look forward to. I know there's always some big shoes to fill whenever we have graduating seniors, and it's nice to know there's some guys that are stepping up, you know, after losing some guys to graduation. But you don't want to say really lose them, because several went on to some Division II and some other nice programs around the country. So that says a lot about you and your staff and the character building that you talked about doing for the spring and summertime. So that's really good to hear.
Yep.
Do you believe there's going to be any impacts on the district title and playoff sports spots race with the removal of Weatherford from our district and the addition of Mansfield?
Yeah, well, the district got a whole lot tougher. And for us, you know, we're excited about the fact, obviously, we lost to Mansfield in the third round of the playoffs last year and came down to the last few seconds of the game and a few inches here and there. But we're excited to welcome them into the district. It's just going to improve our district. And, you know, you're looking at quality teams from the top to the bottom. So there's going to be several good teams that are going to be sitting at home. Unfortunately, they come out of our district. But that's why we prepare each and every week like it's a playoff game. So we're welcoming the challenge and excited that Mansfield joined us. But absolutely, it's going to be there's no breaks. There's no off week in our schedule this year, even non-district schedule. There's, you know, there's no freebies. So we're excited to get going.
You know, when you talk about that is very true. It's a highly competitive district from first team to the eighth or seventh team. I don't want to say top to bottom because they're all very good and talented teams. It reminds me, I grew up out in West Texas in Odessa, and they used to call that district out there the Little Southwest Conference. It was very competitive.
That's right.
That's what this group has definitely turned into as well. So the first game of the season is a non-conference game at Keller Fossil Ridge. Is there a certain strategy you and the coaching staff employ in the season opener, knowing that it does not have a direct impact on the district race?
No, nothing different. You know, what we do each and every week is we look at our opponent, and we know that what we want to do on both sides of the ball. And then obviously we look at our opponent and look at their strengths and weaknesses, and how do we set up a game plan for that opponent. So as far as, you know, something different for district play, you know, I do, and our coordinators do look at the big picture. We want to have, you know, this scheme in by this week and be sound in this run game by this time of the year. But as of right now in week zero, week one, we're just focusing on the fundamentals and trying for the Vikings to get better each and every day.
That sounds excellent. There's only four games at Cravens Field this season, including two Thursday night games. How important is it to have a large turnout for the home games?
Yeah, you know, you always want home field advantage. And like you touched on, there's only four of them at Cravens. That's just the way that the between the district and the overall schedule, how it lined up for us this year. You know, next year we'll have six at home, so we'll be home a little bit more. But it is what it is. But I want a big crowd, whether we're on the road, traveling to Keller Stadium this week to play Foster Ridge, or if we're at AT&T, or if we're in Odessa. You know, I want a big crowd everywhere. But absolutely, we'd love for everybody to come out, you know, in just big old truckloads if they can whenever we're at home, and give us that true home field advantage.
That's good to hear, and hopefully we'll get a lot of fans out there. Anything else to share right now that I didn't ask about?
No, I think you touched on everything, Bill. We, you know, our booster club is growing and working hard. Some of these freshmen that, you know, haven't even walked the hallways of Lamar High School yet, they've been with us in fall camp for 2 weeks. They're kind of newbies, and so that makes their parents newbies also. And so I encourage those parents to get involved in the booster club and come out to the freshman and JV and varsity games and support all the Vikings, and just be involved in your son's life, and they sure do appreciate, and the coaches appreciate whenever parents get involved.
Well, that's a really good point you bring up, Coach. The booster club, you know, I'm not sure if outsiders kind of view it as just a rah-rah group, but that booster club is a vital part of any of these sporting activities at Lamar. They do fundraising to provide things that the athletic budget just can't do, and they do provide a lot of support to the players and the coaches. So, yes, definitely we'd like to see all the players, parents, and other people get involved and support the team through the booster club. I've got one last question for you, Coach. What's your favorite summer Olympic sport to watch?
Wow, that's, you know, we as a family, we've been staying up way too late and watching all the Olympics. And my wife and my daughter love the women's gymnastics. And then I look over and Austin, my son, is there, and I'm glued to the TV too. So we've really enjoyed, I don't know if there's an Olympic event that we haven't watched or haven't really gotten into, but it really is hard to really appreciate with Michael Phelps and everybody else on the swim team, but the things that he has done in his career over, you know, three or four Olympics now is very impressive, something that I don't know if it ever be broken. He's got 20-something, you know, medals. It's incredible. And then, yeah, obviously track is near and dear to my heart, so I enjoy watching that. But, you know, for the most part, the Delay family has really gotten into all the Olympics, and in 2 years we'll get into this Winter Olympics as well. We just kind of put around and, like I said, stay up way too late watching beach volleyball or whatever else is on. So we've enjoyed it.
Well, that's good. It's been a lot of fun to watch the American teams doing so well in so many sports, including that swimming beast, Michael Phelps, like you mentioned. Well, as we've said, the first game of the season is against Keller Foster Ridge at Keller ISD Stadium this coming Friday night with a 7:30 p.m. kickoff. Hey, Viking fans, let's have a big Viking turnout and support the team as they begin the 2016 season. Until next time, I'm Bill Frawley.
And I'm Laban DeLay.
Saying VFNB. Yeah.